Hi, everybody. For this Elder Law interview, I'm joined by John Rabine, and he is from Ettinger Tech. And what Ettinger Tech does is they help estate planning and elder law firms track their activity. And what I mean by track their activity is they help attorneys put into place the technology and the workflows that enable firms to be able to track the effectiveness of their marketing campaigns, how many of those marketing campaigns and those marketing dollars are turning into initial consults, how many of those initial consults are turning into clients. Once they're clients, they can develop workflows to send reminders to staff, to the attorneys, to make sure that the work is getting done during the representation. And then post-representation, they also have workflows to make sure that they're getting feedback from their clients on how they felt the work went. So you can always be analyzing your internal workflows and then also reminding them to help them get those reviews that are so important now as part of an overall marketing plan. And so John and his team can really implement a lot of the systems necessary to be able to track those so that attorneys can know where their dollars are being spent effectively, and where they're not being spent effectively and being able to create more efficiencies around them. So when I met John, I was blown away because a lot of the times that I have done consulting for firms, they just simply didn't have this information. So John and his team are able to work with elder law and estate planning firms to be able to get this baseline data so then they can move forward with efficiencies and better use of their dollars. So I hope you enjoy this conversation that I had with John. I know I did. I was blown away by what his firm can do. So I hope you enjoy this elder law interview as much as I did. Thanks, everybody. I would love to welcome John Rabine for our elder law interview from Ettinger Tech. To start off, John, can you introduce yourself and share a little bit about your background and how you got into this field of estate planning and elder law?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, thanks for having me. I really appreciate this.
My pleasure.
So I started off working in an estate planning law firm in Montana, and I had never worked in an estate planning. I learned it and then started teaching workshops that included a lot of information about Medicaid and whatnot. So I really learned the ins and outs. And then I also learned in there how unfocused law firms are when it comes to automation, AI, and moving into the future. That's my background working in estate planning, learning it and really learning the downfalls of how estate planning firms are run.
And what kind of solutions does your company provide to those attorneys?
So we implement anything that is time-saving. We're focused on Lawmatics, Gavel, and then Decision Vault is the hub between the two to implement all that AI and automation to really move a law firm forward.
And can you talk about a little bit about what those programs do for the attorneys and kind of what type of information are they storing and connecting?
Yeah. So there's obviously there's databases out there, and we've gone way beyond just a database platform. So the reason we really are delving into Lawmatics and encouraging law firms to move there is because they're so forward moving and so focused on the automation. So when I say automation in Lawmatics, let me give you an example of intake. Yeah. Like if you're taking in a Medicaid client, it can be as simple as letting them schedule an expanded intake or a consultation right on the website. When they schedule that for you, now you have the information you need. It's sending out any information forms you need collected before the consultation. It's requesting and letting them pay fees. It's sending them reminders and texts. And all you have to do is show up to the meeting because everything has been handled because they booked that appointment versus all these hands-on platforms that are making you click through every single step of the way. And that frees up time to really boost your client experience.
So what I'm hearing is the programming and then working with you, you can set it up so these workflows are generated automatically once a client interacts with the platform. Do I have that right? Did I say that right?
No, absolutely. Every interaction would cause any type of automation to kick in of what you've told the system to do. And that really creates standardization. So every client is getting the same amazing customer service, and it's keeping the flow and the throughput at a lower number when you're pushing clients through intake and then into actually working files.
And if you have you're working with a law firm that might not have these systems, maybe they just have a database with clients in it and they're starting from that point, what type of tools would you recommend them to start looking at to get started without getting overwhelmed? Or should they just call you and have you do that for them?
We always say just call, because everything we do is really, don't set yourself up for today. Set yourself up to be still effective in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And by calling us, we're going to help you do that. What you do, you're going to be trained and know how to do it. But don't just jump into a system because it flashed across your social media page. Get into a system that really is going to drive your firm into a future.
So a law firm that's looking to increase their automation, increasing their workflows, the first step would be give you a call, chat with you. You can come in and kind of do a diagnosis of this current system and make recommendations for moving forward. Is that kind of how you work?
Yep, absolutely. And our big thing is we even have a meeting called a why meeting.
Okay.
Because we like to ask people, why are you doing this? Are you doing it because you've always done it that way, or because you have to do it that way? And then we really dial in to help them even dial in their process before we even touch a database.
Well, that's great. That's a great, great way to kind of identify and define what those systems are going to be. So you mentioned an effective intake process. In your experience, what are the key components of an effective intake process for an estate planning and an elder law firm specifically, kind of that practice area when you're looking at intake processes? What have you seen that makes a really effective intake process?
I think to dial in what's effective is saying what people are missing.
Okay.
And what they're missing is follow-up, follow-up, follow-up. Because we know people call. You get them into a consultation, you decide what plan or what service they need, specifically Medicaid, and if that requires estate planning and then into Medicaid or whatnot, and then you engage them. But where people are really missing out that truly makes an effective process is every single step of the way, you have follow-ups built in. If they call and they're not sure if they want to schedule a consultation, people fall through the cracks. Make sure they're followed up with. If they don't decide to sign an engagement agreement, people are letting them fall through the cracks if they don't sign it right there. And that is just cash on the table.
What kind of follow-up would you implement for somebody like that that came to the initial consult, said, I need to think about it, kind of walked away? What are those next follow-up steps that you've seen attorneys use effectively?
Yeah, that's a great question. So after working with hundreds of law firms, we've kind of dialed in the most effective, which is really a 4 follow-up process. Hit them while they're hot. 2 days after, send them an email, send them a text, or pick up the phone and call them. That can be customized however you want it. And then we do a 3-day after that, a 4-day after that, and a 5-day after that. So it's a 2 to 3 week follow-up that you're really working with them. And then don't let them fall out there. They need to go into a drip campaign.
Yeah, that sounds like much more on the marketing side. And I think we're going to turn to that next. But that step is great. We did the follow-up. Let's say they come back, they engage the services. Now you're waiting on the client. Obviously, what usually happens is you draft the documents and then you don't hear back from the client. At that point, is it the same type of follow-up where you're sending texts and emails and things just to make sure that you're keeping those documents flowing? I know in the practice that I worked at, that happened all the time. And the pile on my desk kept building up because of the client wasn't bringing those files back and then getting me the information I need, finish my job, and then have those obviously in estate planning and Medicaid planning, a lot of the signing ceremonies and getting those documents executed. Do you have the same type of follow-up at that step of the engagement as well?
Yeah, it's more pointed though, because now they've given you the money. So it really is on them to say, I want to make use of the money I've given. But by implementing an effective follow-up process, even once they're hired, especially during Medicaid, because every state has its own rules, but there's a lot of deadlines, is making sure that your automation is feeding those reminders. Hey, this deadline is coming up. Get this. And if that is doing it, you're going to decrease immediately by at least 50% or more of not getting the documents back, which frees up time to then make those personal calls if they need to be collected or whatnot. So automation feeding that through those very poignant follow-ups really, really dials that in.
That's awesome. And then once the work is through, I guess is the best way to put it, once you've kind of closed that file, is there anything that you guys program in that's automated? I know Google reviews are a big deal these days to try to get kind of some follow-up once the work at that point, that engagement is done, that scope of services has been completed.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually just rolled out two really cool packages that are really beneficial to a law firm. And one is getting client reviews. One includes getting your internal feedback. Oh. You always want feedback from a client. And then also allowing them to put something on your Google review, as long as, you know, they're a really trusted client that you get good reviews from. So that is really important because that's always going to drive, like you said, we were going to get into marketing, but it'll always drive more people when your Google reviews are really, really strong.
That's I know that's a lot of times where attorneys have a hard time kind of making that ask. So making sure that that's automated and they don't forget that, I'm sure it's very valuable.
Absolutely. It sends them right into it.
Yeah, exactly.
But that other package I was telling you that was really effective because revenue stream, especially during Medicaid, is a maintenance program. And we just automated that because a lot of people are really intimidated by it because of, you know, you have to bill every month or every year or every quarter. And we've automated all that so they can come in, have a maintenance program that is fully automated, that is keeping these documents up to par and to meet their goals, so they will always qualify for Medicaid when they need it.
That's awesome. I know I've taught a number of different times around maintenance programs. And like you said, people are intimidated because it's the follow-up and to be able to keep the value in there and then having your assistance and being able to just automate all of those steps that really is going to bring value to that maintenance program and make sure that the people that have subscribed to it are getting what they signed up for as well. If you have that all automated.
Absolutely.
Obviously, yep. We work with a lot of Medicaid planning attorneys. Can you walk me through just a sample, really high level workflow design for maybe a Medicaid planning case?
Yeah. So what that would look like is the intake can be customized. Get them in, get them into a consultation, get them signed. Medicaid is usually easier to move forward because they're coming in with a need.
Right.
Not just, I want to do some estate planning documents. They have a purpose. So once they're engaged, that's when everything starts kicking in with timelines and deadlines and whatnot to qualify or to get the application in. So just having these steps where you start right away with your very first stage, collecting the documents you need, making sure those are in, getting this, and double checking, have they already applied for Medicaid? Because that's a roadblock. Have they given their house to their kids? Learning all of this and having this right in your first stage to gather everything you need. And that automation will feed all that to the attorney to ask those questions or to the client to fill out a form. And then moving into the process, which would be state specific all the way up to if there is fair hearings and whatnot, engaging those.
Yeah, that's awesome because there is a lot of engagement, get the client to get things in. Then obviously if they're using the annuity here at Kraus, making sure those funds are being transferred properly and making Absolutely. Sure that we're getting those applications. I know you've worked with a client that automated that step that lets our planning team know, hey, we have a case coming up, get ready. We're going to submit this application. And that's been a really a nice step forward to kind of tie us into even those crisis planning cases when someone is using an annuity. So we did talk about marketing, and a lot of these management systems really help track where marketing dollars are going. I know when I've talked to attorneys about marketing, they can be a little jaded when it comes to talking to marketing consultants and things, and they think they're kind of throwing their money away because they don't see any data that shows what is my ROI on every dollar and how I'm spending that. What do your systems help attorneys see? I know I've seen some awesome reports that you guys generate. Can you talk a little bit about those and how those kind of drill into where those dollars are being spent?
Absolutely. Hire marketing companies. you stay in your wheelhouse, let marketing companies do what they do, but always gather the numbers yourself. Because there's great marketing companies and there's not so great. So always do it yourself. And so like Lawmatics is an example, can be automated where if you have an ad out, you know, Medicaid applications, prepare for Medicaid, it can just simply go to a landing page on your website. They fill out a form and it's already created the contact, the matter, and linked it to that marketing that you've already put in. You're not touching a thing. And then you can put your spends on marketing in the campaigns. So your ROI is right at your fingertips. And we have a report that comes with some of our packages where it even has a heat map to show you where clients are coming from, where they're calling from, where they're the ones that are hired. If they've spent this much, where are they per zip code? So your marketing team can really dial in where you're missing and where you need to hit more. Because if you're just throwing money out the window, then it's absolutely ineffective at your bottom line.
And when you, I know you said what you need to see the value of something, you need to see where value is being lost. What would you say are kind of the top reasons why attorneys aren't tracking, like what, not getting that information from, you know, where those mistakes are made, where those gaps are, where they're not getting that information to be able to track what their marketing companies might be providing them?
I think some of it is just the availability of technology to them and them being overwhelmed with their workload right now, that they don't feel they have the time to implement something that would be tracking that. And ours is how we always tell people is it doesn't matter if you don't have time, you need to carve out time because it's going to save you time. And you just have to make a choice to do that because it is going to save you money. But it is just getting into the right system that's going to give you that data, because we see people still doing it on Excel, in Word documents even, and that's just not an effective use of time or resources.
Right. And it seems like the reporting that you can do using some of this more advanced technology is going to ensure that those dollars are being spent more effectively. So yeah, the program might cost some money up front, but the overall return on the investment in your marketing is far going to eclipse any, you know, any increased price from Word or Excel into a Lawmatics type program.
Absolutely. And a really good example of this is when people are doing referrals. So you obviously want to work with your referral partners in your town or whoever might be sending you leads. And we've had people that are taking one of their referral partners out to lunch 2-3 times a week because they're sending them 100 leads. But then we run the report and they are, but zero have engaged. But the next person down the list, they've sent them 10 leads and 10 have engaged. So it really even dials into, you're taking these people out to lunch and you're spending all of your valuable time on this person where you either need to reconnect or really work with somebody else that is sending you qualified leads. But you can't do that without your numbers.
Yeah, that's such a great example. So being able to input that information, track that information, is the way that those reports are going to be generated on the back end. So you can see, this guy's throwing me all not the greatest potential clients, and then this other person set me up for success to get a client that engages me and is worth that time and effort that you're spending on that relationship. So
and if you really want to put that into perspective, it's conference room time. If they're giving you 100 leads, 50 schedule and zero sign, that is 50 hours of your time out the window.
Yeah. And if you weren't tracking that, you would have no idea. And like you said, you have the feeling that that person is sending you a lot of work, but they're really not, because you're spending all that time in the conference room. That's such a great point. Is there anything else you want to cover before we let you go?
Just the reporting, knowing your numbers inside and out, from intake all the way to the completion of work. You should be able to say, how many people called us in the last week? How many of those scheduled a consultation? How many engaged us in the last week? What is the value of those engagements? And what is our conversion rate per attorney or overall? If you don't know those off the top of your hand, I would say give us a call and we can get you on track. Because if you're not running your business, then you're not knowing where you're at and you're just throwing money out the window left and right, when really you could be focusing on these clients who need help.
And if someone wants to work with you, John, how do they do that?
They just go to our website, ettingertech.com, and they can just schedule a discovery call.
Excellent. Thanks so much, John, for your time. This is one of those areas that we talk to attorneys all the time. And again, they say they're overwhelmed. They don't have time to do it. And obviously, when I met you, I saw this is the solution right here. Give John a call and he'll help you get these reports together so you know where all those marketing dollars are going. So thanks so much, John, for your time today. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully some attorneys will see the value of tracking these numbers and getting off those Excel spreadsheets and those Word documents.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.